It's from Muslim
And how long
Empire.
did you live there?
We lived there 49 years.
Oh, 49. That was at the corner of what again?
It was on 307 Gist Street.
How's the Gist?
G-I-S-T, Gist Street.
Uh-huh.
Lived there. Oh, I
and
ch-
you
oh,
lived
my
there?
Children were born there.
Well, did you marry there? Did your husband?
I married from there. Well, I think, let me see, I married in 1907.
Mm-hmm.
I think I married from there. Yeah, I think I married from there in 1907. I'll have to look up and
yeah.
see.
In other words, your mother bought this house on Gist Street.
My father bought bought her
that's
house.
That's what I mean, the one on Gist Street.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you sell the other house on Tustin?
No, we still have
you
it.
You still have that one.
We still
and
have
then
it.
You bought so you bought that one and then you just and your whole family lived there
yeah.
all these years and
yeah.
even
yeah,
49 years.
Yeah, and then we bought another piece of property, my mother another piece of property. My mother used to stay with
uh-huh.
After we lived in this street,
mm-hmm.
I was married. You know, I stayed with my mother. And
with your husband, right?
And my husband stayed there 7 years.
Uh-huh.
And before that, after that, my mother wanted to make a store out in Millville. She made a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we'd go over and help her out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we was in Millville for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved out. My mother was there, and then she gave it to my brother, my oldest brother, and
mm-hmm.
he was there. And my youngest brother, he went on the road for the Goldwyns at a pants manufactory. They worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
My brother got married from Millville, and I went back to Gist Street then.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, my
mother. So who did you marry? Is it someone who was working with your brother? Your
my
husband?
Brother?
The man you married, was he working with you with
who?
Your brother?
My husband.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, no, he was Maltimorean, but he worked for Topolsky's, a wholesale store on Fifth Avenue. And he was 6 months on the road and 6 months here.
Uh-huh. And what did he do when he was here?
He sold, well, he worked inside.
Uh-huh.
See, there was a big wholesale store.
What did they sell? Wholesale?
Furnishings.
Oh,
I see. Topolsky's, there were. On the
wholesale
place on Fifth Avenue. See, my mother, they're Baltimoreans, but my mother, Ma, she was very strict and she didn't want her son to work on Saturday.
I see.
So she brought him here and he worked 5 days. So he worked Sunday instead of Saturday.
I see. And the store was open on Sunday?
Huh?
The store was open on Sunday, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The time they were open Sunday.
Uh-huh. So then when the kind of work that you did when you came here, well, you just... when you came here, you went to school?
Yeah, I went to school and I worked in the house, you know, helped in the house and that's all. And afterwards I helped my mother go out and collect from the different people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards I worked at Harris Brothers on Fifth Avenue Furniture Store.
Mm-hmm.
With people and somebody else.
With your tenants, huh? You collected for your tenants.
I had different places I worked.
So you were a bookkeeper, right?
Yeah.
And this training you told me before you had received from the business school.
Yeah.
Did you graduate high school?
Well, I stopped and I didn't graduate
no.
high school. See,
uh-huh.
I went to business college right from school because my father had died.
Uh-huh. How many years of schooling did you actually get then in the
elementary? Well, I was 8 years in, school.
8 years. Uh-huh. In school, and then you went on to the business school where
you
learned bookkeeping,
school.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And and then after you graduated business school, where did you work as a bookkeeper?
I worked at Harris Furniture Store,
uh-huh.
and then I worked at Union Credit Clothing Company,
uh-huh.
and I worked for Osgood and Silverblatt, that's a time wholesale place.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the places I worked. That was
mm-hmm.
enough.
And how many years did
you
work?
I still do.
Do you still do what? Bookkeeping?
Well, see, I have property and I have to take care of it all myself. And now we have to make up income tax. I get everything ready for the man, just the figures. I work all on it.
Uh-huh.
The books take care of. I do it all myself.
I see. That's very fine. Beautiful. Wonderful.
Oh, thank God. I can't complain so far. So good. I only hope
when
God
you,
spares me that.
When
it
you
keeps
were...
Me,
yeah.
Keeps me my whole mind.
That's the important thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everything is bad, but I think when you lose your...
Yeah.
That's bad. Well, we're in God's hands.
Well, that's true. That's true.
We hope and pray that everything will be all right. Well, the only thing I tell you, I say, God says, you'll try and I'll help you. And
you have to help yourself.
After you help yourself. Yes. And if you don't, nobody else will. It makes no difference how many children you
have. That's true.
You can't expect much from children these days. That's true. You know, the way things are now, they have to work and make a living. And they're not always home. Thank God I have good children and they help me a whole lot, but at times they can't even if they want to.
That's right. So when you come, I'm going to stop this.
Yes. He went to business school too.
Yeah, so your husband, in other words, your husband also went to business school, right?
Yeah, and he worked in.
And then he worked.
He worked for Topolsky's, and he was active in the synagogue.
Topolsky's. And Topolsky's was a
Wholesale clothing. Furnishing. Men's furnishing. Clothing, furnishings mostly, you know.
Yeah. And what would you say about what did that time, did he earn very much? I mean, what was his salary?
Oh, that time he, $75 a week was a lot of money that time.
That is a lot of money, that's right.
Yeah, at that time you saved on that.
True. And did you live in your home then, that home?
I lived, 7 years I lived by my mother.
And then where'd you go from there?
Well, 6 years we went to Millville, then we came back to Locust Street, and then my mother bought another home on Gish Street. Then my mother bought a home on Locust Street, and she went there. She had an apartment on one floor, and she rented out. Three apartments, so she rented out two apartments, and she lived in one apartment on the second floor. And she had a friend with her, staying with her.
Now, where did you
stay? She was right catty-corner from my house. She always went back and forth.
Was that, who had bought that house?
My mother.
Your mother bought that house. So your mother was a very good businesswoman, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
She bought a lot of property.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was probably very, very intelligent.
She was.
And did your...
She didn't have much in English. You know, she was Jewish. But then she always made us talk. Speak English in Harvard because she wanted to learn how to speak, but she was all right. Of course, I helped her along with all of that. You know, she couldn't take care of it because by that time she had one house in Locust Street and she had the houses on Tustin Street and she had the
house. But how many houses did she have? About five houses? Would you say?
Well, we consider that one was one property, but it really was the four, and she had five or six tenants there. She had two tenants up in the frame house and six, and then she had three in Locust Street.
I see.
And then we lived on the one on Gill Street. We lived in it.
Mm-hmm.
We lived it in 49 years. I raised my whole family there.
I see.
The two of them were born in Millville, and the rest of them were all born on Gill Street.
Did your husband work on Saturdays? You said that
he never
did
not. Worked Saturday, he never worked any holidays, he never went. He prayed three times a day. When he was on the road, he used to take his Talis and Twillim and prayer book with him. I still have it here. And he was a good worker at the synagogue, the Washington Shmetter Sagoda, they call him, Washington Street. He was president 7 years there. He went through all the offices there. And he made more money there than any of them. I guess the Alderman had good time, but I guess they profited. He made more money than any of them there.
What synagogue was that he worked for?
Washington's. Bishmeta Sikoro.
I see.
It's on Logan Street. No, it's not. They have a new one there now. You know, they tore that one down. My husband never thinks how they tear it down. He says, we need the synagogue there. We do, but the one they have there, they don't run it right. I don't like the way they run it.
Who's the rabbi there?
They have no rabbi. They have Bernard Kaplan. You probably know him. He's an attorney, but his father was there. You know, he was at the Saxon. He was there. And then he was always secretary there all the years, and I take charge of it now, too.
But
for an American boy and an attorney, doesn't run it right. I don't know. I was there one day, and I was disappointed.
Well, what would
The service that I went there when we had Easter, you know, for my father, my husband and I put up a plaque there for him. And when I came in to say Easter, you know, so I came in there, and I was so disappointed. See, every synagogue has different books. I go to Beit Sholem, and they don't have to announce the books for me there because I know it. But even then, he announced any time. Every time a different prayer starts, he announces the book. Well, you know Bernard Kaplan, he's an old greenhorn in that line. Mm-hmm. He knows. Yeah. I came in there, and their books were so different, I didn't even know where to find it. All the men were flocking in. You know, there's a business section over there. It's a business section. They all come in to say prayers for the deceased.
Yeah.
Nobody knew where to go. He never announced a page or anything. And I was so disappointed. I didn't even say it. I could say it out of my heart now, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as find the place or anything, he never announced a page or anything else. Well, you know, people who go in there, they're not just steady all the time. Mm-hmm. Even if they're steady, they won't hurt you to announce the page, where you say, or where the prayer book. Now, every single guy has different prayers, and I was so disappointed.
I'm surprised.
And it made me feel bad because I went there.
Because your husband was so active.
Yeah, he was so very active. And they were so
Did your husband belong to any trade union? Of any kind.
No, at that time.
Because at that time there wasn't. That wasn't a big thing. What your husband's life work? Would you say what was really his interest?
Active. He liked to dance. He liked to play a game of cards. Mm-hmm. And you know, what's the business is business, and religion was religion. As far as religion, he was a very strict fellow. But when I went out with him, we had always had a good time. Wherever we went, we enjoyed ourselves. Mm-hmm. He was among people, and he knew people, and people liked him. And we always had a good time. And Tilly, I miss him now more at the affairs than I do at home. Because it's not till retired, but you know, when you're young and you have children, we had seven children.
Yes,
you have no time to think about it. But afterwards, when I retired and I want him to take over, and he says, you made a good job of it to keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we got closer together because we were home, the children were growing up and they were married. So we really got closer. And I always, when anywhere I went, if I went to Florida, I went to Atlantic City or anywhere we went, we always had good times because he was there. He knew people in Lupin that liked him, and we enjoyed ourselves. He was a good dancer. He was a wonderful dancer. Mm-hmm. In fact, all my boys are good dancers, and the girls, too.
He
was an up-to-date man, you know. He wasn't just if we were very strict, your strictness, nothing all stood, but he was more than that. He was a businessman. He was out with people all the time.
If you could live this part of your life over, you know, what kind of work would you think he might go into or you go into if you could relive it?
Well, I tell you the truth, when I was younger, I don't know, I didn't care if I had doctors or lawyers. I wanted an honest-to-goodness children, honest-to-goodness people, and that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they went to college. I had two boys. Well, the girls didn't go to college, but they took business. They were one of them. They wanted to be teachers, but at that time they couldn't get on in because I wasn't a politician. And they didn't get in. So one went 6 months in business college, and she's a wonderful bookkeeper. Even now she works. She's, and the other one, Mildred, she works for the government. She works at the, and she's very bright. She won so many medals. She even now she wins them in contests, different things. And we had a piano to try to lead piano lessons, and they went to school, went to Hebrew school. We had a Jewish teacher in the house for 20 years who taught them all Jewish, Hebrew. They all know how to read and write. They were some of them, when I used to go away to my mother, they used to write Jewish letters in Yiddish, you know. And, at that time, when I went to school, my oldest son, Alan, he went to 2 years to Duquesne. Then he quit. He didn't want not to Duquesne, to Pitt. And he quit. He didn't want to go anymore. So he went to work. Well, it was a writing depression. They couldn't get no jobs. So there wasn't anything to get. So he got into the liquor business. And my other son, Jerry, he graduated Duquesne. And they couldn't get no job, so he got into the post office, and but he's an accountant, he works in accounting on the side. And Herbie, he graduated Pitt. He was in the training corps, what do you call it? The army, you know, he got into the war. And he was injured and everything else. He got a couple of heart and different things. Mm. Thank God he's all right. They all came back home.
Mm.
And he's now with the Internal Revenue. He's got a big job with the Internal Revenue.
Uh-huh.
Well, the other one, they could have gotten a different job, but at that time, when you got in place like that, you stuck there.
Yes,
it's hard. So it's a little difficult. And Adriel, I have another son, Adriel. He went 2 years to Duquesne, mm-hmm. and now to Pitt, and he mm-hmm. then went to work for a furniture store. Now he has a store in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. In his own store?
Yeah, his own store. He's doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Uniontown, but the store is in Morgantown.
So he's learned how to... And where's his home? In West Virginia?
Uniontown. Oh. He works in Uniontown, his store in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And the girls are all married. No good to her husband's in the family.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was in shoe business, and the other one is... Mildred. Charlotte's is a pharmacist.
Charlotte's pharmacist. Where's the drugstore? Where's your husband's drugstore?
He works. He hasn't got a drug
store.
I tell you the reason why he works. He could have had his own store years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
But he was so attached to his children that he just felt that a drugstore has to be years ago. You know, they were there from morning till night.
Mm-hmm.
And he just felt that he couldn't be away from the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's a very devoted father.
Huh?
Very devoted father.
But he's all right. He worked 20 years for Rose and
then
got the other one.
When you studied here in Pittsburgh, you said that you went through the eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
That's what you told me before.
Grant school.
And then you said you went to the business school, right? And how did you learn to speak English and to learn and to write English?
Well, we went to school.
Yeah.
That's why we went to school.
And what grade? For example, how old were you when you came? You said you were 12 years old.
Very much 12 years old.
And then, but you had never spoken English before. So
grade
did they put you in when you came here?
Well, put it in the first grade. There was no other grade. There was no kindergarten or anything else. And you just were.
Even though you were a little bit older than the other children.
It doesn't make any difference.
Uh-huh.
There are times the age didn't count. If you didn't know how to read and write, they just put you in first grade.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
I didn't.
And how did your Gentile, did you have any Gentile classmates in your school, in your class?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure.
And how
Gentile.
Did they treat you? Did you?
They didn't treat us any different. We got along all right.
Uh-huh.
Even years ago, when in our neighborhood, and I guess there was a few colored people there, we never made a distinction. You know, of course, we always got along fine with them. We never had made any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And like now, we were going to school. We used to be a Catholic. You know, they have prayers and songs for Christmas made.
Yeah.
Like now, there is so much commotion about it. When we did that, we did that.
Yeah.
And it used to go in one ear and now the other. I'm not any worse than they are today, but we're making all the, making all the commotion. What difference does it make if you learn about something else?
I agree.
Well, I don't see what did they make all the commotion
about.
I
agree with you.
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I danced in Christmas, and they had plays, and they had songs, and they used to say the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So what? They said God, or they, I don't have to think about Joshua when I say his prayer. I think about my God. I don't have to say it. It didn't make any difference. It didn't make us any worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the children today are any better.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make any difference. It didn't raise so much commotion about it. Like today, the reason so much commotion about it Christmas. If you didn't have Christmas, you wouldn't have no business.
That's true.
So
true.
What they're raising so much commotion? I don't. It didn't make us any worse. None of our students, we have lawyers and we have doctors, and they all went to grad school, and they did the same thing I did or somebody else. They didn't bother them at all. And our parents were religious. They were strict. And some of the people are today.
Did you go
What are some of the women today? They go to synagogue, and after synagogue they go shopping.
That's true.
Or they buy tray for meat, or they buy this. What difference does it make? So what are they raising so much commotion about all of that business? Tell me. I don't see any sense in it. I don't see any sense in it.
Did you go to Haida after the regular school? You know, like you would go to school for so many hours, and did you go then to Hebrew school after your regular school?
Well, I didn't go to school or anything, but we had a private teacher to come. We had a private teacher for 20 years. Right. No, but I mean, I had a private teacher in my children, but I had a private teacher also.
For yourself,
Us and my brothers, and we
The teacher would come to your house?
Yeah, the one came. That time, my children, they had already the Hebrew Institute up the hill, but we never lived on that side of the hill. We was always on the other side of Fifth Avenue.
You had no way of getting them there, so you had to have a tutor.
Well, the only place our children went to was to the Yikes. They went to the Yikes there, and they were very active there, and I used to go there. I was president of the Mother's Club there, and Miss Schoenfeld at that time was living.
Mm-hmm. What was the Yikes like back then? What kind of groups came to the Yikes? What did you do at the Yikes, for example?
Well, there are different things. There's basketball, playing, different. I never went up there. There were children up there. There were lots of activities there.
What did you do then?
Well, I didn't do...
Did they help you to learn English at all? Did you go to English classes at the Yikes?
I don't remember them teaching them English. Maybe there was some, on the other side, there was more foreigners. Mm-hmm. On our side, it was more Gentile people, not so many Jewish people, Jewish people. When you were married and have seven children, you haven't the time to go and do that shopping, or baking, or cooking, and washing, with a family. Of course, I had help, too, at time, but then there was plenty to do because my mother was around and my two brothers were around, and we always said, I never run around here either. I don't like to go. I say hello and goodbye and how are you, and I don't like to monkey around.
The many Gentiles who lived in your neighborhood, were you ever invited to their homes?
Had a family. People, the Millers, they're Gentile people. Well, the mother, she used to clean the school, and one of the daughters was a teacher, and one of them stayed home to pass. And they were very good friends, and the children always ran in there, and they all took care of them, the Millers. And they taught in the Franklin School. She taught in the Franklin School, and then she taught at the Miller School. Mm-hmm. She taught with the Jewish girls, the Caddisons there. Mm-hmm. You see, they live around here. They've been here 30 years, Academy.
I see. Were there any Gentiles who made you feel that they were different than you?
No. See, we dealt all the time with Gentile people in our line of business. Mm-hmm. There were no Jewish people about them then. Mm-hmm. We were always between Gentile people more than Jewish people. Mm-hmm. There were very few Jewish people in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They didn't make us feel bad or anything. We were friends with everybody. Friends with the Gentiles, we were friends with the colored. Right. It didn't make any difference to us.
Mm-hmm. And, you spoke about you enjoyed dancing. That was something you liked to do with your husband, is go dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you play any instrument, musical instrument? Did your children play any instrument?
We had a piano in the house. We had a violin. My husband had a violin. Mm-hmm. But the girls could play. The boys, some of them could play. They didn't, they didn't like to practice. Uh-huh. But the girls still played. Uh-huh. They used to play.
Then your husband played the violin.
He used to play the violin. Uh-huh. Because he brought the violin along, because his violin.
Was he born in this country? Was he born?
No.
Your husband was born in Poland?
He was born in Russia. He was born in...
And he came over to Baltimore.
To Baltimore, yeah.
Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater or any theater here in Pittsburgh when the Yiddish theater came to Pittsburgh?
Oh, yeah, we used to go. Yes? Every time I was there, we used to go.
Did you ever attend any lectures?
I used to go sometimes, not too often.
Where did you go?
We used to go to Carnegie Music Hall.
I see. And did you ever go to the public library in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, we used to go to Carnegie Library. We used to go up in Center Avenue. I think the children had a library there.
I see. Uh-huh. And what newspapers, Pittsburgh newspapers, did you read?
Well, we had the Press.
The Press?
Too.
Is that what you were reading?
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh Press. Uh-huh. And did you go to many concerts or the opera?
We used to go to the concerts, kind of the music hall, and the opera. Mm-hmm. The opera, we used to go there.
Uh-huh. Now, when you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person? And
well,
if so, in what
I
way?
I was religious, but I wasn't fanatic. You know, I have to go with times. What you have to do, you have to do. That's all. Although we kept Saturday, and we never were holidays. We kept strict and everything else. Uh-huh. I didn't. I think I was pretty good Jew, and I'm a good Jew now. But I don't. Well, things are different now than what used to be.
Did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years here?
No.
I never did ask you what year you came to the United States. What year? What?
1895.
In 1895?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. You were since you were the oldest of the family, you probably had to do a lot of helping for your mother.
Oh, yeah.
That took a lot.
I took care of everything because she wasn't able to. She didn't have the language, and I went to school, and I had the training.
Yes.
So I did all the work.
What synagogue did you go to?
That's the Washington Synagogue we went to.
And your father, was he active? Did he do a lot
of... Well, he wasn't in that one. He was in the Chartere. He was up the hill.
Did you feel that your religious practices had changed any during the past?
Not mine. My children's have changed.
Well, in what way have your children's?
Well, what way? My husband never worked on Saturday, but they had to work on Saturdays. We worked on Saturdays. Some of the other ones, too. Changed after they got married. They changed. It's not because maybe they wanted to change, but they had to change. One of my daughters, she went out of town in the grocery store after she got married, and she was there, and there was no religious people there. I mean, there was no Jewish people at all. She was
Where
the only.
Where was that? In West Virginia, you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
More in.
I mean, aren't there any Jewish? I thought there was a Jewish group.
She
there.
Was the only. Well, the reason,
no,
more, the reason, but not in, where she was.
I
she
see.
Was in New Cumberland. She was more in Britain, West Virginia, where they first got married, and he worked with Schuster.
Uh-huh.
They had Schuster.
Uh-huh.
He ran it. But then when the war broke out, they took him to war, and she
I
had
see.
To give it up. And then when he came back, he started in the grocery business in New Cumberland, West Virginia, and they were the only Jewish people there. Well, of course, when you're your own Jewish people in a town like that, you have to change whether you want to or not, I guess. Of course, there's always a way if you want to, but it was hard for her to do it, so that's it.
She did the best she could. Did you attend, well, you did tell me you did attend a synagogue in Pittsburgh, and you told me where it was, and how often did you go to that synagogue?
Well, I didn't go so often there. Our holidays, you must have put in.
How often would you say?
Well, sometimes, just the holidays. I never went on Saturdays there because there were no women there, you know.
I see.
So mostly, you know, at that time, there were a few women there.
Were the women and men separated? Did they each go to different
sections? Oh, yeah. Sure, there were upstairs and women were downstairs. But my husband was very active there.
Uh-huh.
Spent all his life in there. If he wasn't home, he was in the synagogue. If he wasn't in the synagogue, he was at the Elks. He belonged to the Elks. He liked to play a game of cards, so he used to go down there in the evening, spare time, But it belonged to Elks. We used to go to Elks and dancing sometimes, entertainment, holidays, usually Christmas parties.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go. They didn't have no Hanukkah parties, they had Christmas.
Are they mostly, how did he get to join the Elks? Did he have a friend who belonged?
Well, I guess so. He must have a friend because he joined the Elks who belonged to the Elks.
Mostly non-Jews in the Elks, right? Are there many Jews?
Oh, yeah, mostly non-Jews.
Mostly
there weren't Jewish. There were Jewish there.
Mostly businessmen.
Yeah, mostly. That's right. Mostly businessmen was there.
And when your husband passed away, did they, were there many Elks who came to
pay
respects?
Oh, yeah, I guess
respects?
They were,
Did you carry, well, as far as the observances that you carry on in your home, were there any special that you have, that you did, that you carried on?
What do you mean?
Religious observances, anything that you carried on from your home that you had, say, in your mother's house that you carried on in your own home?
Well, which way? Baking or cooking?
Yeah,
or
and everything. Well, yes, everything.
Well, I do the same thing. I do baking, I do cooking. I make stuff and send it over to the children. I'm still active.
Yeah, I meant as far as the religious, any religious observances.
Well, I go to synagogue here. Of course, I haven't gone here already 4 weeks. It's the first 4 weeks I haven't gone because, you know, our synagogue's getting built and it's hard for me to climb up the third.